Hi there. The word for you today is, be strong in the Lord. In Ephesians 6 and verse number 10, Paul writes, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Let me read that to you from the Message, Eugene Peterson's paraphrase. God is strong and He wants you to be strong. So take everything the Master has set out for you, well-made weapons of the best materials, and put them to use so you'll be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. This is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget in a couple of hours. This is, for keeps, a life-or-death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. Wow, what words. So, the way to make a comeback is to get back up and move forward. Winning consists simply of getting up one more time than you were knocked down. Booker T. Washington put it this way, success is not measured by the heights one attains, but by the obstacles one overcomes in its attainment. And you know what? The God you serve is bigger than the obstacles you're facing right now. The strength He provides is greater than the forces that are arrayed against you today. So the word for you today is, be strong, not in yourself, but in the Lord.